Hey, everybody. Welcome to another one of these. Today, we have a special spooky topic for you that I pulled together, which is basically, it turns out there have been about half dozen or so times where somebody died or was killed and was mistaken for a Halloween decoration. So this being the spooky season, and I thought, hey, wouldn't that be fun? You're out with your kids, and you'll see a dummy out there and be like, is this real? Is this shit real? There was one that I was gonna do, and it was about this lady who, basically got chased by her ex, and he like smashed her head in with a rock or something. And she was kind of hanging from a fence, and everyone just thought she was a zombie because she got stuck on this faint. It was in Ohio. So I think the problem here is that I'm thinking Ohio, and I'm like, she got stuck on a fence. But it was not, it was a fence. Okay? A fence. The offense of that fence was the... Okay. So anyway, this lady gets stuck on this fence, she gets her head smashed in, and she dies, and then she's up there for a couple days. But that one was a little on the sad side, because it's just like, oh, that's not fun. However, there are a couple others that are fun. I guess I'm implying that they're fun. I don't know. Let's see. This one is from Snopes, because it's like, was this true? So here's one. And I did check most of these. I think they are pretty much, they're true. Like, they seem to be true. Let's see. On October 26, 2005, the corpse of a 42-year-old woman was left suspended in public view for hours in Frederica, Delaware, because her lifeless body was assumed to be yet another Halloween display. The unnamed woman hung herself from a tree located across a moderately busy road from some homes. Her body, suspended about 15 feet above the ground, could easily be seen from passing vehicles. State Police spokesman Corporal Jeff Oldham, oh, here we go. Is he going to say this is the strangest thing he's ever seen? And neighbors said people noticed the body around 7:30 that morning, but dismissed it as a holiday prank. Authorities arrived at the scene at 11 to begin the process of examining the scene and removing the body. The deceased lived about a quarter mile from where her body was discovered. So there you go. That's like the real basic, right? It's like, ooh, it's just a spooky someone hanging from a tree, but it's actually an old dead lady. I wonder if this lady, I know like people say holiday is when people start to feel suicidal and stuff, but I wonder if this lady was like feeling it in August or something, but she's like, it'd be funny is like if I did this on Halloween, and people would be like, ooh. Gross. By the way, what made me think of this topic was there is a house that, I see every day when I walk out to my car. It's like our neighboring house to my apartment building. Like it's attached to the parking lot, or it's across from the parking lot, right? So, and there was a dead woman found like in a footlocker in a closet in the house. Like sometime probably about 9 months ago. And now, I think everyone who lived there has moved out. I think it was like a rental, and everyone who was renting there has moved out since. Now it is super dressed up for Halloween, which I find to be an interesting, like, I don't know. I'm like, should they do that? I don't know. I don't know, guys. That doesn't seem like a great idea. Okay, here's another one. Neighbors thought dead man's body was part of a Halloween display. The body of 75-year-old man sat decomposing on his Marina Del Rey balcony for days because neighbors thought the lifeless figure was part of a Halloween display and didn't call the police. Mustafa Mahmoud Zaid had apparently been dead since Monday with a single gunshot wound to one eye. He was slumped over a chair on the third floor balcony of his apartment on Bora Bora Way, said cameraman Austin Reichbook. Neighbors told Reichbook that when they noticed the body Monday, but didn't bother calling the authorities because it looked like a Halloween dummy. The body was in plain view of the entire apartment complex, and they all didn't do anything, Raishbook said. It's very strange. It did look unreal, to be honest. An investigator with the L.A. County Sheriff's Department said the case is an apparent suicide and declined to comment further. So there you go. Someone says, I just knew him to say hello, and he was sweet and gentle. He was always well-dressed and obviously active. She pointed to what she said was Zaid's corner apartment with two balconies, one facing the marina and the other looking over a grassy area with a man-made brook and fountain. The railing of the latter balcony was draped with what appeared to be bedding. Earl Kepler, a UPS executive visiting from Washington, D.C., said the complex seemed a little lonely, with few people out and about. He wasn't surprised to hear that the dead man went undiscovered for a few days. There doesn't seem to be a lot of community involvement, he said. Why are they talking? This is just like some fucking guy, a UPS executive visiting the area, said the complex seemed lonely. There doesn't seem to be a lot of community involvement. It's like an interesting... This is like something I think that people who've never fucking lived in an apartment are like, you know, these people are our neighbors. We should be like more involved with each other. And it's surprising. It's shocking to see how little, you know, these apartment communities and stuff like that. And I'm sort of like, have you ever lived in an apartment? Like, just because you live and share a wall with someone does not mean you want to know them more than you would if you, you know, had the house next to somebody. Like, just because we live in the same place does not mean like, oh, well, we're friends now. You know what I mean? I don't know why that... I feel like people who don't live in an apartment have like this whole idea of like, yeah, people in apartments need to be like better friends with each other. Like, I don't have to do that because I live in this house and it's its own unit, but in an apartment, you got to be friends. You know, people who don't live in apartments have great advice for apartment dwellers. Yeah, if someone's being really annoying, go over there with a plate of cookies and tell them that they're being annoying. You're like, I don't know. I don't buy that. Doesn't seem like, I'm a UPS executive. What is a UPS executive even doing there? You know? All right, here's a good one. Denver mailman, getting local, mistakes corpse for Halloween decoration. The United States Postal Service acknowledged on Friday that one of its mail carriers did not report a corpse at a Denver home because he mistook the body for a Halloween display. We do know the carrier delivered mail to the house that day, and he remembered seeing something he thought was related to Halloween, the Postal Service said in a statement. When the carrier learned that it was not the case, he was shocked and extremely upset. The local ABC News affiliate reported that the dead man, Dale Porch, 46, collapsed and died November 2nd on his porch steps. I was wondering if they were going to say his porch because he was Dale Porch, and they sure did, after returning home from his night shift job. Relatives of Porch could not be reached for comment by Reuters. Reuters, that's people who take roids. The Postal Service called the incident an unfortunate situation that probably would not have happened any other time of year. Our carriers have a long history of assisting customers and neighborhoods across the country each and every day, and that holds true for our letter carriers here in Denver, the statement said. The unidentified carrier is a conscientious and dedicated employee who remains on the job, the post office said, and any action that may be taken against him will be handled internally. Is that serious? Like, I think I saw, let me see if I can pull this up. There was like a video. Yes. And I think it was like the family and they're like, why didn't they help him? Okay. Hillary Clinton, what will it mean for us? So far, I don't know who this is, pro or con. This is great. 5, 4, 3, 2. This is my life until November, you know, counting down videos.
Why didn't he do anything?
The question Hetty Porch keeps asking after she says a mailman stepped over her husband's body to put letters in the mailbox.
Why didn't he do anything? Like, this is what I don't get about... I mean, this just... Okay. Let's
then walked away.
I don't know how that man can sleep at night.
Last Friday morning, her husband, Dale Porch, was dropped off at home after working the graveyard shift for RTD.
The graveyard.
Members say he never made it inside.
My brother-in-law walked up these steps, got to this step here, and collapsed. So the mailman literally was right here. He was right here, collapsed on this step.
More than an hour after that, family members say, Dale's body was found. He was just 46 years old. While waiting for an autopsy to discover the cause of death, they wonder whether it could have been prevented.
His body was still warm when he was found, so perhaps if this mailman would have done something, he might still be here today.
But the mailman has since said he thought the body was a mannequin, somehow related to Halloween. In this email to 7 News, the Postal Service defends the longtime carrier, stating he is someone who would not fail to help a customer if he knew they were in need. But as the Porch family mourns their loss, they say that's exactly what happened.
It's appalling, and I just think something needs to be done, said, a lesson learned, I don't know, just something people need to hear.
That's just repeating. I just feel like, doesn't this sound, oh God, at the end of the video too. Doesn't that just sound like someone who's like, can we sue them? Can we sue the post office? That seems like something we could do. Like, how is it the postman? It's like, well, he could have been still alive. I mean, we don't actually know that, but he could have. And it's like, yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe you could have helped him. I mean, what the fuck? Why is it? Since when is it the mailman's job to be like, everyone's still alive, right? I mean, I gotta believe if I was the mailman and I stepped over a corpse, it wouldn't be because I was like, fuck this guy. Because if you were going to do that, wouldn't you not deliver the mail? Why would you care about delivering the mail, but you wouldn't care that there was a corpse in between you and the mailbox? Like, why would you do that? That would be a crazy person. It's just like, this person died unexplained and da-da-da-da, and we just need to have, you know, there needs to be an enemy in this situation, and it's going to be the postman. Postman. All right, I have one more. Imitating a grizzly death. By the way, I'm going to tell you a bias I have. Why do, like, trashy weddings look like proms to me? That's how I know. There was a photo from this montage that I think was a wedding, but maybe it was a prom. But I feel like if your wedding looks like a prom, something has gone wrong. Okay, let's see. Here's a fatality reported by the Chicago Tribune in 1990. A teenager who pretended to hang from a gallows as part of a pre-Halloween hayride died while performing the stunt. Police said that the hayride customers found the body of Brian Jewell, 17, hanging from the gallows, his feet touching the ground. The stunt had worked on other nights, and there was no indication of foul play. Prosecutor James Whatever said the gallows was being checked for flaws and an autopsy was performed. He was supposed to have a noose around his neck, but it's not a noose that tightens, says the guy. Jewel would step down from about 1 foot to the ground, making it appear he had been hanged. During the ride, about 40 people are driven past several Halloween fright exhibits. The stunt went without problems earlier that day, but the tractor driver became concerned later when Jewel failed to give a speech he normally made as the wagon passed. Another was reported by the Los Angeles Times. A 15-year-old staging a gallows scene at a Halloween party accidentally hanged himself when the noose somehow tightened. William Anthony Odom of Charlotte, North Carolina, was pronounced dead Friday night amid fake spider webs and plastic bats decorating an aunt's home. Odom and several of his friends had staged a haunted house in the basement. There's another one in October 2001 in Michigan. Caleb put the noose around his neck, but when he let go of the rope, he apparently was not heavy enough to prevent the branch from whipping back up and choking him, his mother said. When he started scrambling to get the double-knotted rope off, fellow workers seemed to think he was acting. I think he thought he was safe because his feet were touching the ground, Kathy, somebody said. Hayride employees and participants tried to resuscitate Caleb, but he was pronounced dead at the scene. Here's September 2013, Kentucky. Jordan Moreland, 16, died after a prank involving his love of Halloween went horribly wrong. He'd been hanging Halloween decorations and had just returned home from helping his mom do laundry when the tragedy occurred. Jordan's mom, Ginger Rodriguez, said he was trying to prank his little sister and her by pretending to be hanging from a noose decoration he put in a tree in the front yard. The coroner said when he placed the noose around his neck, he became disoriented, cutting his brain off from oxygen within 20 to 30 seconds. His younger sister discovered him unconscious and Rodriguez rushed to help cut him down, but said she was unable to remove her son. Moreland was taken to the hospital where he was placed on a ventilator because he was in a coma. Rodriguez says her son's organs started to fail. Jordan died 12 hours after this incident. Rodriguez said her son loved to play pranks and loved Halloween. Well, I would say that is pretty accurate. Here's the lesson we learned from this, by the way. Okay, number one, if you are going to die, and, you know, if you're going to murder yourself, go ahead and do it near Halloween, because you will give people a fright and an urban legend to remember. Number two, even if there is basically a real Halloween-type incident that happened at your house, someone found dead in a footlocker, doesn't mean you can't celebrate Halloween, apparently. And then number three, do not fuck around by pranking someone by doing something that's commonly used to kill people. That would be, you know, oh, he was going to prank us by putting a gun next to his head and pulling the trigger. Not a good prank. All right. See you next time.